Welcome to Soul Wisdom, the podcast that takes you on a journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Dr. Bernadette Hartman, Master Soul Intuitive and Energy Healer, Spiritual Teacher, and Holistic Veterinarian. I'll be sharing tips, insights, energy work, and deep intuitive soul wisdom to support the spiritual health and emotional well-being of both humans and animals. Together, let's uncover the deeper messages and meanings your soul wants to share with you. Here's your next episode of Soul Wisdom. Hello and welcome to the next episode. In this episode, I will be sharing about having a divine team, the power of asking your team for guidance, and receiving their support. I want to start out by saying that you have a divine team. Yes, you have a divine team. How exciting is that? They've been working with you since the second you decided to show up on the planet, and they are always working with you, even in this moment, whether you're aware of it or not. Your divine team is focused on helping and guiding you throughout your journey. I'm sharing this because it's pretty darn easy to forget that you have a support and guidance team on the other side, especially when things get tough. You may feel alone, feel like you don't fit in, or other people don't understand you. I also wanted to share this episode as we kick off the new year because it's such a great time to acknowledge, to know, and to begin connecting with your divine team. Acknowledging you have a team is like opening a door. You bring your awareness and intention to connect with your team, to learn more and open deeper to receive the guidance and spiritual assistance that is there for you. You begin to realize that you're not alone, and this connection goes beyond the physical realm. As you open the doorway to remembering and reconnecting with your divine team, asking is a critical piece. Asking for help, guidance, and support for your highest and greatest good and expression is key. This allows the highest energies to come forth and support you, energies from the heart, energies of unconditional love, and it's not directed and guided from the mind or the ego. So how do you do this? By taking some time to get silent. Go within and connect, talk with your team, and get to know them, their energies, and start asking questions. It is part of your journey to remember to ask and learning to listen and let your divine team do their part in assisting you through whether it's through orchestrating synchronicities or helping you on your path or guiding you or just offering you that love and support and the remembrance of your divinity. And when you ask, you honor your divine team and allow them to do their part in assisting you. As you begin to have a conversation and ask for guidance and support for your highest and greatest good and expression, you then move into that listening phase. This opens your receiving channels. How you receive is based on which clairsentience are your natural gifts. In episode 9, Intuition and Clairsentience, I share more about finding your primary and secondary ways of receiving energetic information. This is very helpful in connecting with your divine team. They will often send information in a way that you receive it, but other times they send information, answers, guidance in a new or different way. This is done for your highest growth and evolution. Why? Because they are teaching you the law of non-attachment and being open to receive in a way that is for your highest and best. Letting go of attachment to the outcome or how your mind thinks you should receive an answer allows your divine team to do their part in supporting you. It keeps the door open. When the mind tries to jump in on how guidance should be received, it's similar to closing the door. Remember, when you ask, you always get an answer. This could be a yes, no, needing more clarity, having someone cross your path, or it could be even given in a way that is asking for you to open and look from the heart, not the mind. Your team is not trying to confuse you, but they're trying to help you to let go of what the mind thinks the outcome should be or should look like. They are really, truly helping you surrender more and more into your heart's energy, your greater I Am presence, and soul wisdom. As you connect and ask your divine team for guidance, you're opening your receiving channels, which also includes connecting and communicating with your animals. This is exciting. The channel starts to open for you to communicate deeper with your animals, just as you communicate deeper with your team. You begin to understand the messages they have for you and their deeper purpose. Your divine team has been working with you and training you to connect to these deeper energies. You start to see how you are connected to all things and that everything is energy. This is powerful stuff and happens naturally over time, but you can accelerate that and amplify that with intention and focus and going into your own spiritual practice. Your divine team plays a major role in assisting you with this. So let's bring in some massive gratitude for your team right now, thanking them for all they've done and all they continue to do for you. Just pour that gratitude from your heart, sending to them, thanking them, celebrating them, and beginning to connect deeper with them. And breathe that energy back into your body and being, knowing that you're not alone and your divine team is here for you. Ask, be open, and see what amazing things come through to support you. If you're struggling to create a deeper connection with your divine team, animals, or feel blocked in your connection, schedule your one-to-one intuitive session using the Book Now link in the show notes or by going to my website, www.bernadettehartman.com. In the next episode, I'll be sharing more about talking with your divine team, 3 ways to talk with them, and how this relates to communicating with your animals. Thank you for listening to the Soul Wisdom Podcast and sharing this space with me. It is truly a blessing to walk with you on this journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. For more inspiration and soul wisdom supporting both humans and animals, please visit my website at www.bernadettehartman.com. From my heart to yours, lots of love. See you on the next episode of Soul Wisdom.